Joe. Can you hear me okay? Had a little technical difficulty earlier getting Skype on, but I think we're in the clear now. In plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. Joined by, fresh in from the battlefield, Dr. Patrick Slattery. Dr. Slattery, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Thank you. All right. Yes, covering the deadly, I believe is how they say it, Capitol Hill riots. You were there live as it happened, and we appreciate your work, sir, and good to have you back safe and sound.
So, well, thank you. I hear that song, and I think of the greatest television show ever in the history of the universe.
Oh, I see.
At least that's what I thought when I was, you know, a little kid.
Yeah, not a bad show. So we got some crime fighting to do here. I don't think I got you the prep, so I'll get that to you.
Okay.
What's up? So we've got the end of the Republic, I do believe, and Trump is down. Gonna have a President Biden on the 20th of January. Do you think they're gonna pull off 25th Amendment?
No, I believe Mike Pence has ruled it out, and he's the person who has to invoke it. I think he's, you know, that is going to be his, I don't know, his gesture of magnanimity, if there's such a word, being magnanimous to President Trump after having stabbed him in the back, to not. Remove him for the last 13 days of his term, last 12 days of his term, by calling him mentally ill, which is basically what the 25th Amendment would be. It's for incapacitated. It's not to be used when you just don't like somebody's policies. So I don't think they're going to do that. But I do think there's been an effort to lobby Pence to partake in that. And who knows? I mean, the thing is, all President Trump has left, basically, is the power of pardon and the power to declassify. It's too late to do anything else. And, you know, I guess he could order, an attack on a foreign country. But even that, James Schlesinger, who was the defense secretary in 1974, he... When Nixon was still president, he ordered the top brass at the military not to carry out any orders from President Nixon unless they went through him. And so I'm sure that, I don't know. The power of the pardon, he probably could still execute. The power to declassify, I don't know. I don't know if he could really even carry that off, even though he absolutely constitutionally and legally has that power.
Well, what we've seen, without a doubt, is the Office of the Presidency doesn't really have that much power. You know, the only thing that Trump's been able to do very little, and I think the reason why the president seems so powerful in the past is that these past presidents have been on board with the system. The system definitely was against this guy, and I think the events of the last couple of days have borne that out. I talked about this possibly being Charlottesville 2.0 on Tuesday night on my show here, and that was my fears, definitely my fear. It looks like that's what they're going to use this for, with a lot of people coming out, with the righteous indignation, in a good cause, and now they've interfered with this. And now they're going to use this entire incident as justification to crack down on regular Trump-supporting Americans, calling them racist and white supremacist and terrorists and violent. I think they're going to use that as an excuse, just like they did with the Charlottesville. Mm-hmm. As of right now, that's my take on this, is that the very few that came in to the Capitol building, I know Baked Alaska it is reported that he's a federal informant.
Mm.
I don't know about the other guys, but Buffalo Shaman guy, I mean, he was, his photograph has been turning up at other events too, like a BLM riot.
Right. Earlier in the and I want to point out that although Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, reported that Nick Fuentes was with Baked Alaska in Nancy Pelosi's office, the picture they showed was not Nick Fuentes. Nick Fuentes was not inside the Capitol. Nick Fuentes was photographed in a business suit. He's always in a business suit. And he was widely seen, and he was making speeches outside the Capitol, not even on the Capitol lawn. And the person in the picture with Baked Alaska, first of all, it's a grainy picture. And second of all, it's just like wearing a MAGA hat and a sweatshirt, and it was not Nick Fuentes.
Right. I caught that too. Nick actually put that out on his social media that he was outside of that building. He was not inside the building. So, yeah, that's a good thing to point out. But no, I mean, it just seems very weird that these individuals made it inside. They weren't arrested that day. They weren't injured or shot at, yet this, innocent young Air Force veteran gets shot at and killed. So, I don't know. To me, it just smacks of something that is a federal operation. The fact that these guys got inside like that, that easily. They're doing selfies behind the desks. I mean, it's so hokey. I don't know. That's what I'm going with it. I think the feds, the FBI set this up to burn Trump and his supporters. And I don't think I'm being too far out on the limb with that. I don't think it's too conspiratorial to believe that. What do you think about that? Do you have another theory?
Well, it's going to be a while before I've reached a conclusion on exactly what happened, even though I was there. I want to just state I was not inside the Capitol. If it comes to like running around the halls of the Capitol, like screaming and laughing, hey, been there, done that. I didn't need to do it. I did it in like 1971 when I was a little kid. I'd run around in the halls of the Capitol, and it's really cool. But I did not go inside the Capitol yesterday. And as listeners to my show yesterday, I was. I did it live, and thank you again to Richard Carey for filling in the studio for me, so I could call in. And with my boomer vision, I was having a hard time seeing exactly what was going on at the doorways of the Capitol on the steps, because I was at a distance. It was a couple hundred yards, whatever it is, and. Jason, who went with me, he was trying to point things out, and I was having a bit of trouble seeing exactly what was going on. So, and not just that, though, when you're at an event like that, there's the whole not being able to see the forest for the trees. And the trees are important, too. But right now, everybody wants to know what the forest was like, the big picture. And when I was talking to Richard Carey in the studio, he was asking me what was going on, and I'd say what I'm seeing, and then I'd ask him what's going on, because he's able to see video, or and nowadays Because everybody's got these cell phones and everybody can upload often in real time. They're streaming things that, at least in the near, like at least in real time when things are going on, the person at home has really a better perspective of the overall picture than somebody on the ground. And, you know, I had the same experience in Charlottesville. I wasn't a rally participant. I went to cover it for a very lauded media organization. And I actually, you know, I'd walked around with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. That's what I did. And I covered it. And I didn't know in real time what was going on. And it actually took months to figure out exactly what I saw. Now, I was there. I wasn't doing live radio shows when I was there. I was taking a lot of pictures, and over the ensuing weeks and months, gradually I was able to match the pictures I took up with people from videos and say, oh, this person was that person, this person was that person. Oh, there's Dwayne Dixon. Oh, that wasn't a right-wing militia group. That was a Antifa militia group, you know, and it took a long time to put things together. And so what I got yesterday, I saw from my singular vantage point, you know, what was going on. For the most part, I was on the mall side of the Capitol looking at the events from a couple hundred yards. So I saw that. And then Jason and I walked around and we talked to people. Jason, no white guilt. And we talked to people and we got some, you know, firsthand accounts, which over the, you know, coming days and weeks, I'll share. He shared some of them already. And then also, after we parted ways, I had a very interesting conversation or two. And I'd like to, before I say exactly what was in those conversations, I'd like to kind of see what I can do to verify whether what I was being told had basis in reality or not. So I don't want to get into details about what people were telling me, but it does relate to whether or not, or to what extent, agent provocateurs were involved. And at this point, I can't make a conclusion. There's no doubt that there were legitimate Trump supporters who went into the Capitol building. It's very, very likely that there are also some sort of agent provocateurs, whether they're Antifa or whether they're something else. That's very likely. And if you listened to Mike Rivera's show earlier today, he seemed to have a lot of reports that would point in that direction. I want to try to, as much as possible, piece together the chronology of events. And, you know, events were happening on the east side of the Capitol, the west side, the north, the south, and, you know, how did they relate? So it's a little bit hard to say. But I'm just going to stop talking and back to you.
Well, you know, that when you were reporting that live yesterday, our original thoughts were, wow, they had to quit counting and they're going to recess until tomorrow. And then there's going to be, you know, Wisconsin and Arizona. Maybe the legislatures will meet. And there's possible, you know, that there's three states that could decertify. So we had all these hopes building up. But then, you know, all really what happened yesterday, the result of it then, was to embolden the left to make the you know, Republican House and Senate members cower and not raise the objections, and they just steamrolled this thing through. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm thinking then, that the people that was leading the break-in to Capitol Hill were not legit, and they were on the side of the system. That's why I was thinking that, plus Baked Alaska. I've heard from several other people that he is a federal informant and to not have anything to do with him. And I'm sure, you know, Buffalo Bill guy is probably the same as he frequents these rallies all dressed up. It's just so AstroTurf to me. It really gives me the feeling of watching the Hong Kong riots.
Yeah.
So I'm going out on a limb, and I've made my prediction. I made my prediction Tuesday night earlier this week, where I was afraid this would go Charlottesville route, and now it looks like it has. So I think we can come together on, you know, was it meant to be? Was it not? Was it planned? I think we can both agree that that's how they're using it. They're using it as another Charlottesville now.
Yeah, they're using it as another Charlottesville. Now, the thing is, nobody, except for Trump, to a small extent, nobody defended the people at Charlottesville. Everybody abandoned them. And the people at Charlottesville were very few in numbers. What was it? 800 patriots, if that's the term we're going to use. It was a small number. Here you had a million or so. You know, many hundreds of thousands, whatever it was. And so there's a big difference there, because there's so many people there and people who that were are direct friends or relatives of them, that there are millions of people who can stick up for these people, which is something that you didn't have with the Charlottesville crew. So we'll see. We'll see how much pushback there is from the people who relate to the Patriots.
We'll see indeed, and we'll get this on the other side of the break. One side.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Joe, Jeremy from Kentucky on In Plain Sight, joined by Kate Crusader, fresh in from his adventures in D.C., fighting crime and covering probably the most important event in American history outside of the revolution itself was the day that the Republic died. I think it's dead. Don't think it's coming back. And this show is going to take quite a different turn after this week. Probably going to get into that a little bit more tomorrow night or early next week. But it was 3:40 a.m. That on Thursday morning, January 7th, that President, quote, President-elect Joe Biden, unquote. He's not really the President-elect. He didn't win anything. And he is going to be illegitimate, as will his Jamaican whore that he drug in there with him. They're going to be illegitimate rulers, but they're backed by the system. They have the full power of the system behind them. And Mike Pence went ahead and announced them this morning. Mike Pence, the utter traitor to America that he is. I believe he was in on this whole thing too. That's the website I got pulled up. And so it's official. And I've got QAnon Trump supporters coming at me left and right. There are people still really believing that Trump's going to do martial law or there's something secret that's going to happen. These are good people. These are otherwise intelligent people that, you know, I would normally trust with my money or, you know, that I would trust them. You know, if I did work for them, they would pay me. But they're good Americans who just can't come to grips with the fact that it's over. I don't know. Patrick, what are you seeing with this? And do you see Mike Pence as a traitor to America?
Wow. What the heck is that? I mean, Pence is a traitor for sure. And it's not that big of a surprise. I had been wanting to post memes of Race Bannon from Johnny Quest, you know, the gif with him holding a machine gun or something. But, you know, that's not Mike Pence. Although it looks an awful lot like him. So before my show started, my show is 2 p.m. Washington, D.C. time. And the counting of the electoral vote the joint session started at 1 p.m. And by 1:40, a combination of the letter that he wrote, which I had sent to me, I guess he had published that a half, like maybe 12:30 or something. I didn't see it for another hour. Combination of that, the fact that he wasn't allowing any questions to be asked regarding how to object to votes, and the fact that he did not open up the certificates of electoral votes from the Republican electors in Arizona, it made it clear that he was going to make sure that Joe Biden would be certified, that he was going to do whatever he could do. And I think the probably the Mike Pence letter in and of itself was enough to deflate everybody's hopes that anything was going to happen. Because I think a lot of people were pinning all their hopes on Mike Pence. I mean, there was another way to do it. Not that people listen to me, but like I say, object to every single state and drag the process out for 13 days. And in those 13 days, things looked like they could happen in state legislatures, in courts. That was the strategy, but that wasn't a strategy that anybody standing outside the Capitol had any power to influence. And Ted Cruz, I mean, he had a decent proposal, but that was about to get shot down. It was about to get shot down. It hadn't been completely shot down yet, but it was about to get shot down. And so I think the breaching of the Capitol was, whether or not it was initiated by feds or agent provocateurs, which I can't make a conclusion on right now. Many of the people who went into the Capitol building were, legitimate patriots, and were at that point like there was nothing left to do. And watching it in real time, it's like, well, perhaps this can delay things by a day, but the only way it would delay things more than even a day would be for people to stand around in the middle of the night. And, it was like when I was having interviews with, other news agencies, I was saying, well, two things could happen. One is they come back tomorrow, and one is they come back this evening. And if they come back this evening, everything's when nobody's there, and of course, it's not as if the patriots would be able to breach the security again the next day. So it was over. I guess we're up at the break now.
Got the break. We'll cover the article on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Post Capitol Hill riot coverage with the Dynamic Duo, and we were just talking about the article that I'd sent you, Mike Pence and Congress and the Senate. They go ahead and they christen Joe Biden early in the morning. I think it was 3:40 a.m. And how we went into this, everybody was so gung-ho, right? 100 or more House members with 13 senators ready to object to this election hoax. And then when it came down to it, everybody just shut up. Josh Hawley, kudos to you, guy. He followed through on his promise to object to Pennsylvania's results, but the Senate rejected it 92-7. And it left the House.
Did Hawley do Pennsylvania?
Yes, Senator Josh Hawley followed through on his promise, and this is according to the article in our prep, CBS News. Pence announces Biden's victory after Congress completes electoral count. So Hawley objected to Pennsylvania. They debated for 2 hours, and it was knocked down.
Okay, so Arizona was objected to. Then they debated that. Then they evacuated the Capitol. They came back late at night, and they counted other. Were any other states objected to?
It says Hawley. Let's see. The Senate rejected it 92-7. That was the Pennsylvania one, 92. Leaving the House to debate it for 2 hours before it was rejected after 3 a.m. Since none of these objections have a majority, they had no chance of succeeding. Even if there was a majority on any of the objections, it would not change the outcome of the election. That's according to the news article. There you go. Now, Pennsylvania and Hawley is the only objection that the article mentions.
So, okay, yeah. So it says no senators signed on to House members' objections to results in Michigan and Nevada. And I'm not seeing anything about Wisconsin. What was the other state that we're looking for? Georgia. So that is, so these senators, including Josh Hawley, these were gestures. If they wanted to do something effective, they had to object to, even objecting to all six states. I mean, that wouldn't have been enough, but it would be something. The real strategy would have been to object to all the states. And of course, I don't want to be too repetitive, but there's two things, two interesting precedents from 4 years ago. One is the Democrats objected to states that were in no way in question. They objected to Alabama, the very first state, because of Russia interference, even though Trump won it by about 40 percentage points. They objected. The other thing was, 4 years ago, you had protesters who were allowed into the House chambers, and they protested. And at the, it was like right at the end, you had these black protesters who were like screaming, creating a commotion, and they were removed by the sergeant at arms. So the idea that you would have citizens in the House chambers watching this is not far-fetched, because that's typically how everything worked until everything, shut down because of COVID, and now everything's different, and we can't have the same rules, and we can't have real elections, and we can't have real legislative process anymore because of COVID. Everybody could die.
It is the deadliest disease ever of all history of mankind since the bubonic plague. Maybe even deadlier than the bubonic plague. So, yeah. And, definitely it was used to change the rules from Pelosi. And so this whole thing was very well planned out and very well anticipated. And the break-in of the rioters in the Capitol building, that just squashed any hope of these senators and Republicans having a backbone. I think it scared them to death. Mm. And so that's where we're at right now. And you know, like this republic is over. I think that American citizens are going to find that the real America is in your backyard, depending on where you're at. You know, I went to my barbecue shop today and yesterday, and I had lunch owned by a based black guy, very patriotic, flag out front, waving, American flag waving in the breeze proudly. Trump supporter. He didn't participate in the lockdowns or the masks, none of that. You walk in and it's business as usual. And I went in there the last 2 days and I had a great lunch and I talked to some great patriots who are working class, linemen, electrician, carpenters, cops come in there, firemen. That's the real America right there. And that's the America that's going to carry on in spite of a Biden and Harris presidency. And I believe these are the kind of Americans, the kind of businesses, the counties and the cities, the municipalities that are going to ignore the fake Biden and Harris presidency. And probably we're going to have entire states that ignore this national lockdown. And here's the thing. People are asking, was Trump legit? Was he not? Was he part of all of this? Was all of this a big plan? I think there was a big plan afoot. But here's the deal. Whether Trump is legit or not is the issue. The issue is that everything that Trump ran on was legitimate, and it was desired by the populace. Non-intervention in foreign affairs, so get out of the Middle East, fair trade, and immigration control. Those were three, and then part of non-intervention is maintaining friendship with Russia. Okay, those things were popular. The American people voted for that, and they desired it. And the system did not want that. So now they have made an example of Trump and Trump supporters. And it's a way of saying, do not ever try this again, or this is what we're going to do. And so now we can get all hung up on whether Trump is legitimate or not. It doesn't matter. His platform was legitimate. And what we saw the last day or two was the system officially telling the American people, we don't care what you want. We're going to roll on with business as usual. Don't send anybody else in. That's what I'm seeing. Let me get your comments on what I just said, and then we'll press on with the prep.
Yeah, I agree with you about the issue isn't really whether Trump was legitimate or not. We can talk about that, but not today. You're right about that. His campaign, his issues, his movement was legitimate, whether he was or not. And then, as for the the republic, the republic that was founded in whether you want to say 1776 or 1787, that is seems to be dead. And whether it can somehow be resuscitated, Lazarus style, if it can be brought back to life, if it can be reincarnated in some kind of form, or whether it's going to carry on as a zombie corpse, we'll see. The country is still here. The country is still here, but the country is no longer in a Republican form of government. We have an oligarchy, and we know who's in charge of this oligarchy. And for now, they are still pretending that it's the same republic, but all of the actual substance of the republic is being removed and replaced. And at some point, how far are we from them renaming the Capitol? Is it going to be Washington because he was racist and had slaves, or is it going to be Martin Luther King Boulevard City? What is it going to be? Are they go? I mean, the idea that they would replace the American flag or replace the even rename the country, because America is named after Amerigo, what was his last name? He's a conquistador. Isn't that all racist? So, yeah, that's my
Vespucci. Mike says it's Amerigo Vespucci.
Thank you. I should know these things.
You should, but you're just coming back from a mission and you're debriefing us, so that's, you know, your excuse. And yeah, so no, you're right. The real America still is alive and running. That's the thing. You hit the nail on the head that I was trying to communicate that when I was talking about going to my little barbecue shop. You communicated it perfectly. I'm sitting in my little barbecue shop today, and yesterday especially, as the stuff was unfolding and falling apart before our very eyes. And I'm like, you know what? My little barbecue shop lets me bring a beer in, by the way, and they put it in a soda glass so nobody knows. And I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this is the real Americans. They're sitting around. I can hear the chatter. They're talking about the election hoax. They're talking about the protests. And they're just normal people who have taken an hour out of their day to enjoy barbecue or hot wings. And that's the only time that they have to talk to each other, because this restaurant does not social distance. They don't do the nonsensical masks, and they let these people come in. And these people are talking and socializing. And then they're going to leave that atmosphere and go about their business and get on with their workday and go home to their families, and that's it. That's the real America. It still exists. It's still there. The shenanigans we saw in Washington are just something that's surreal. That's something that seems so far away. But it is going to reach out and touch us. It is going to try to affect the real America. And I guess that's kind of what I was painting earlier, is that picture, you know, of the real America and the fake America, I guess, as it were. But do you have something on that? And we'll move on.
For time's sake, the question is, where does it go from here? What direction are we headed in? So is that what direction our program is headed in, our show today?
My show is going to be headed in a resistance, and it's going to be I think that this show in particular is going to be focusing more on the spiritual and the religious soon, and that political is going to be a footnote. I think definitely our Tuesday shows are going to be devoted to political analysis. But we are going to get black-pilled and browbeat by just simply covering what is Biden and Kabbalah Haaretz doing wrong. And, oh, look, you know, Biden's 25th Amendment. You know, they're 25th Amendmenting him. And I think we're going to get browbeat by that. And so I haven't decided on the details yet, but I'm thinking that that's where it's going to go with this show. And then Patrick and Jeremy can go whatever direction you're leading that. But we need to do something and gird our loins, because 21st is...
Sorry.
Is that Commissioner Gordon calling on the back phone?
That's Melania. And she's ready to just head off to Tahiti with me. So,
bro, give her my number, please. I'll even take one of her staff members. That's fine. Boy Wonder always takes the secondary, right? I'll take what's left over from Batman's exploits. Yeah. Just send him my number. That's all I'm saying. But you know, we're devoting this week and maybe a little bit of next to some political analysis, but the direction is going to turn drastically different. And I just want to put to rest all of those QAnon tier absurd notions that Trump's going to run in 2024. That is nonsense. Trump is done. Trump will be fortunate if he doesn't go to jail this year.
Well, so I don't know. I don't know if they're going to put him in jail or not. They may and they may not. I just don't know. I don't see how Trump's people can exist in the same party. You know, politics is going to continue, even if it's fake elections. You have politics in non-functional democracies. There is still politics. both in like party politics and then like, you know, palace politics. And I don't see how the Republican Party, the pro-Trump people and the anti-Trump people can exist in the same party anymore. I don't see how they can, you know, even like ride the same elevator. And it's very possible that you're going to have, you mentioned the 25th Amendment being used against Biden. And when that starts to become a thing, you have the potential for a split in the Democratic Party, and you could have an alliance between the Mavalues, Romneyites, establishment Republicans, and the let's pretend Joe, Uncle Joe isn't senile, Democrats.
Yeah.
You could have an alliance there. You could have complete realignment.
You've made a solid case of that on your show and on other shows, and I agree. But I think we're looking at something totally different. You know, in the past, they've had these alliances with each other, maybe not as strong as they could have in your scenario, but one thing they always had to worry about was elections. They always had to worry to some degree about their constituents, even though past elections could have been controlled to a point. I don't think any elections have been controlled and manipulated like the 2020 ones. They went all out. So now they've gotten away with it. And I just don't know that politics will ever be the same because of the level of fraud that they have been gotten away with. And I think we're going to see it amplified. I do, you know, yield to you as the political science professor on these matters. I'm just throwing that out that I think we're in uncharted waters here. That since they got away with so much, you know, what are they capable of now? That's what I'm saying.
Well, we'll see. I don't have the crystal ball there, but where you don't have functioning elections, you can still have party politics, and there's politics by other means. So we'll have to see. But, you know, even in the Eastern European countries during the Cold War, like Poland and Czechoslovakia, they had more than one party. They had like, you know, the Peasants' Party or the small shareholders' party or something like that. They had these other parties, although they were, you know, in cooperation with the Communist Party. The Communist Party was the ruling party. And that wasn't really functioning politics. It's hard to say. I mean, I don't think everything's going to happen all at once. I think there's going to be a gradual process, and there's still going to be elections, and Melania's just going to have to wait because some things are more important.
Dude, don't make Melania wait. Give her my number.
All right. Hey, do you speak Slovenian?
I can learn. If it means going out with Melania, I can learn.
It's worth it. Yeah. Well, she speaks other languages, too.
Yeah, we should be hearing break music soon. But on the other side, I want to cover this article that the feds were planning this invasion online, and this is a BuzzFeedNews.com article that I've seen put out there. We'll hit it on the other side. I'm in plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Xtendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Xtendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Xtendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Xtendivite may just be for you. Xtendivite is an all-natural supplement. Xtendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
And welcome back to the show in plain sight. Got the dynamic duo giving you the rundown on what just happened. Wow. So, like I said, I think this is a federal operation, and this was all planned out. I've got a BuzzFeed article stating that these infiltrators into the Capitol building were talking about this online. This is BuzzFeed News, and the rioters who took over the Capitol have been planning online in the open for weeks. The mob that forced Congress to flee had organized both on obscure and mainstream media sites. All right. It says the supporters. Now, this is the BuzzFeed article. They're biased. The supporters of President Donald Trump who rioted in the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday had been openly planning for weeks on both mainstream and social media and the pro-Trump internet on forums like The Donald, a niche website formed after Reddit banned the subreddit of the same name. They promised violence against lawmakers, police, and journalists if Congress did not reject the results of the 2020 election. And you guys can look this up. Storm the Capitol, quote unquote, said one reply, which received more than 5,000 or 500 upvotes. You guys can look this up. I think the lesson here is that federal agents get online, they get in these forums, and they provoke people to say and do things online. This is what we classically call, and how I defined on this program from day one, Fed posting. You don't get on the air, you don't get online and talk about taking down the Capitol or hanging politicians. You don't say that. If you say that on my program, I'm going to dump your call. And that's what you can't do. And these federal agents have gotten in there and done that. That's why I think this was indeed something planned by the feds, is there was online activity that was talking about this and getting normal people drawn into this. Patrick, do you have a comment on this?
So yesterday there were, did I mention it? There are these people in kind of paramilitary type of gear, but without weapons. But they had, you know, backpacks, vests, and were working with each other. Sometimes you'd see them by themselves. And so they didn't, they weren't typical MAGA people. They weren't typical looking Antifa. Who were they? And, you know, there are right-wing militias. There are left-wing militias. There are, I don't know. I don't know who they were. And I don't know exactly what they were up to. But maybe we'll know more about them in coming days. And if we don't know more about them, then they were feds. But because they were obvious. If we know more about them, if we learn who they are, then maybe we'll learn who they are. And if we don't learn who they are, then they're feds.
Well, and sometimes the people that are working for the feds, we know everything about, like Baked Alaska. And even if Baked Alaska is arrested, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, they could arrest him and offer him a deal and let him out. We're going to have to continue this with the Patrick and Jeremy show that we'll record tonight and will air tomorrow on RBN at 1 p.m. Central. Thanks for joining me, and tune in tomorrow, Patrick and Jeremy.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.